Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 22.
今日的经文在诗篇第103篇第1到第22节。
We'll read this together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我先用英文一起来读，然后用广东话一起来读。
Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. Far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. Those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
诗篇第103篇第1到第22节，我哋一齐嚟读。我的心啊，你要听重耶和华。 凡在我里面的也要听重他的圣名。我的心啊，你要听重耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。他救逐你的命脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。他用美物 使你宰怨的得以知足，以致你如鹰返老还童。耶和华施行公义，为一切受屈的伸冤。他使摩西知道他的法则，要以色列人晓得他的作为。耶和华有怜悯有恩典，不轻易发怒， 且有丰盛的慈爱，他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪业报应我们。天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他照我们的过犯 离我们也有多远。父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女， 耶和华也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人，因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土，至于世人，他的年日如草一样，他发旺如野地的花，经风一吹便归无有，他若原处也不再认识他。但耶和华的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从亘古到永远，他的公义也归于子子孙孙。就是那些遵守他的约、纪念他的训词而遵行的人，耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的权柄统管万有，听从他命令，成全他旨意，有大能的天使都要听从耶和华。你们作他的诸君，作他的仆役，行他所喜悦的，都要听从耶和华。你们一切被他造的，在他所治理的各处，都要听从耶和华。我的心啊，你要听从耶和华。
May God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
愿神祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。
Pastor Wilson's sermon today is Praying the Gospel into the Heart, Part 2.
今日听牧师所讲嘅题目系将福音成为心中嘅祷告，第二讲。
Good morning.
各位早晨。
The Bible makes clear that we human beings do not live by bread alone.
圣经讲得好清楚，人活着不是单靠食物。
And that's why it's so important for us to understand and practice Christian meditation.
所以对我哋嚟讲系好重要嘅，就系我哋点样学习一个做一个基督徒嘅默想。
Christian meditation is slowly relishing the spiritual meal that we desperately need.
默想喺我哋嚟讲系喺我哋嘅属灵需要上面系越嚟越嘅重要。
We need to chew on God's word to flourish in life.
我哋需要咀嚼神嘅话语，以致我哋能够成长。
Where and how will you get the fortitude?The perseverance to face the harsh realities that life brings us.
我哋点样可以能够有呢个嘅能力嚟到去面对生命里边嘅艰难嘅事情呢？
Well, one of those means is through Christian meditation, which means the word of Christ dwells in you richly.
咁其中一个途径，我哋就系透过将神嘅话语。来到去默想，默想的意思就是说将神的话摆在我们的心里面。
And I have that's a quote from the Apostle Paul, if you're familiar with the New Testament and his letters to the Colossian Christians, and I have that on slide 2.
其实这个呢就在保罗在哥罗西书里面他曾经讲过的。
You see, Christian meditation is not like secular meditation, it's not like... Yeah.
基督徒所讲嘅默想同世界里面所讲嘅默想唔同。
Secular meditation is doing nothing and being tuned in to your own mind at the same time。
喺世界里面所讲嘅默想就系话到你乜都唔做，净系咧走到入去自己个心嗰度睇住。
Feeding our minds.Christian meditation is feeding our minds on the words of God and digesting them slowly.
基督教所讲的默想就是说到我们藉着神的话语去喂养我们，然后我们让神的话语，我们慢慢的去消化神的话语。
If you use the metaphor of the meal, it's savoring the texture or enjoying the juices.
如果你好像想象是好像你吃一餐一餐饭的时候，你就是说到你去慢慢去品尝你吃东西的那些的那个味道和它里面那个的质地。
The person is cherishing the flavor of God's truth.
咁呢一个人咧，佢系好珍惜咧，系神嗰个真理所俾佢感受到嘅味道。
Meditation that is truly Christian is guided by the gospel. It's shaped by the scriptures.
咁一个真正嘅基督徒嘅默想咧，系藉着呢个福音嚟到，福音咧系引导佢嘅，亦都藉着圣经嚟到去模作塑造佢。
The person is reliant upon the Holy Spirit of God and exercises faith.
咁呢一个人佢系依靠圣灵，同埋咧系凭住信心嚟到去做嘅。
Now, if you've been a Christian for long in this day and age, you know that medication as a meditation as a conscious discipline in Christian life is a lost art.
咁如果你都知道今日咧，似乎当我哋咧系好有意识嘅将默想去成为我哋一个好有意识嘅操练嘅时候咧，呢、这个似乎喺今日嚟讲都好似有一个失落咗嘅艺术。
But I'd like to show you some key passages in the Bible that show you that the fathers of our faith practiced Christian meditation.
咁我今日咧想同大家咧睇一啲嘅经文，就系讲到喺我哋之前嘅嘅人，佢哋系点样嘅嚟到去实践佢哋嘅默想。
And I have this on slide, the next slide. We're told in, for example, in Genesis 24:63, as you can see, Isaac went out to meditate in the field towards evening.
就好似喺创世纪嗰度，我哋睇见佢话到以撒咧，佢天将晚嘅时候咧，佢出到去喺田间嗰度默想。
And there are several other places in the Old Testament that point us to the spiritual discipline of Christian meditation.
咁喺旧约里边咧，都有几个地方咧，都俾我哋去睇见咧，即系基督徒佢点样能够可以有呢一个属灵嘅操练。
Christian meditation again has us to slow down, to block out distractions, and to give God's word some serious consideration.
呢个基督徒嘅默想就系点咧？佢就话你要慢落嚟，你要咧将分散你注意力嘅嘢嚟到去拦阻咗佢，然后将真系喺神嘅话语里边有一啲好严肃嘅喺度思考。
One of those scripture texts that tell us about Christian meditation is Joshua 1:8.
咁其中一个嘅经文俾我哋去睇见一个基督徒嘅默想，就系喺约书亚记嘅第1:8.
And if you're familiar with that Old Testament book Joshua, you'll know that there was a key juncture in redemptive history at the time.
咁如果你熟悉约书亚记嘅时候咧，你就知道呢一卷书咧，其实就系喺救赎历史里边嗰度系一个好机要嘅一个关口。
Moses, who led the people of God out of bondage, faced death. He died.
摩西佢带领呢班以色列人去离开咗埃及，佢而家死咗啦。
And so Joshua was his successor, and God himself speaks to Joshua 3 times.
咁约书亚咧就系继承咗摩西佢嗰个工作。神三次嘅同约书亚讲到一样嘢。
Again, you can see all of this in Joshua chapter 1. God gives Joshua clear directives. Be strong and courageous.
咁你喺约书亚记第一章嘅时候，你好睇见神俾佢一个好清楚嘅指示，去叫佢话你要刚强壮胆。
So let me ask you how.How does Joshua do that?
咁我想问下你啦，究竟约书亚佢可以点样做咧
？Where will Joshua fill a spiritual fuel tank with strength and courage to face a transitional challenge like he did?
喺呢个转折嘅挑战里边，约书亚佢用啲乜嘢嘢嚟到去充满佢呢个属灵嘅叫佢能够有呢个刚强壮胆呢
？Well, you see that the verse right before you, the first part of verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night.
咁喺嗰度嗰段经文佢讲过，佢话这律法书不可离开你的口，总以昼夜思想。
Do you see what God was telling Joshua?
咁睇唔睇见神佢吩咐约书亚做咩咧
？Joshua wasn't just to be familiar with the content of the book.
喺呢度佢唔系叫佢净系话约书亚你去熟悉呢个圣经里边讲嘅嘢。
I don't think God meant that he was supposed to read it quickly before he went to work.
神唔系叫佢话哦，你喺翻工之前咧，冲快快脆脆嘅就睇一次。
God meant for Joshua to be captivated by God's words, God's truths.
神嘅意对约书亚所讲，佢嘅意思就系话到，佢希望约书亚系将被神嘅嗰个真理嚟到去吸引住。
Joshua was to build his life on the precepts of God.
就是说呢他要建立他的生命在神的教训上面。
That meant his spare thoughts should go there.
就是说呢他凡是去想东西的时候他的思想是会去到神的真理那里。
His idle mind should gravitate to the word of God instead of elsewhere.
那他的心呢当是行散的时候呢他的心应该是去到神的话语那里而不是去了其他地方。
God's words of instruction are to saturate his life.
要将神的话语给他的指示呢来去充满他的生命。
Those words of God would give him direction, would shape his mind.
那神所给他的 话语呢就会是给他一个方向塑造他的心。
God's word to Joshua to form his patterns, fuel his affections, inspire his actions.
咁神嘅话语咧就叫佢咧形成喺佢生命里边有一个嘅模式，亦都咧去激起佢对神嘅嗰个感情，同埋咧系激发佢要做嘅行动。
There are other places in the scriptures too that tell us something similar.
咁另外喺圣经里边亦都有啲嘅经文，同样嘅去话俾我哋听相同嘅嘢。
Just give you a couple more examples. The first psalm and the longest psalm, Psalm 119, are two other examples.
就好似譬如第一篇诗篇第一篇啦，同埋喺诗篇里边最长嗰篇诗篇都有讲到。
If you look at Psalm 1 verses 1 and 2, it kind of echoes the language of Joshua 1.
咁如果你睇诗篇第一章第一第二节嘅时候，其实佢好似回应到约书亚记嘅第一章所讲嘅。
That very familiar psalm says in verse 1, "Blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night."
咁佢喺诗篇嗰度佢讲过咧，佢话唯喜爱耶和华嘅律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
The blessed one, the happy one, is someone, as the psalmist says, who delights in God's word.
他说那些被祝福的和是喜乐的人呢就是他以神的话语为乐的人。
I think it's safe to conclude that meditating day and night probably doesn't mean just 5 minutes. 5 minutes on a few verses plucked out of context, in the morning before you go to work.
咁当我哋话到呢我哋昼夜思想神嘅话语嘅时候呢就佢梗係唔係讲到呢就係话到啲人呢可能呢只不过五分钟呢匆匆忙忙咁样嘅去睇嗰段嘅经文咁就算数。
The other text I referred to is the longest psalm, Psalm 119, and you see that meditation dominates that long, long psalm.
咁另外我所讲到嘅最长嘅嗰篇诗篇就係诗篇嘅119篇，係一篇好长嘅诗篇。
Again, let me just point out to your attention some of the verses there. Psalm 119, again, celebrates, meditation. Meditate on your precepts or ways or path.
咁其实喺诗篇119篇里面呢佢常常提到嘅就係我哋点样嘅嚟到去默想神嘅话语喺神嘅话语里面嚟到去庆祝。
Not only does the psalmist called to meditate on God's path, but on his statutes too, his decrees, his standards.
佢话呢去默想呢神嗰个嘅吩咐默想神嘅律例。
In verse 27, he meditates on God's wondrous works.
咁喺第二十七节嗰度咧，佢讲咧，去思想咧神所做嘅奇事。
As you can see in verse 99, your testimonies are my meditation.
咁然喺九十九节嗰度咧，佢就讲佢话我思想你嘅法度。
And in verse 97 of Psalm 19, Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day, says the psalmist.
咁喺97节嗰度咧，佢就讲佢话我何等喜爱你嘅律法，终日不住地思想。
And so if God's old covenant instructions to the people of God in the Old Testament could be so precious to them, how much more would it be to us in the new covenant age as the gospel captivates our meditation?
咁假如喺旧约时代，神嘅吩咐系对当时诗人嚟讲系咁宝贵嘅时候，更何况今日我哋喺新约嘅福音嘅时代，我哋更加应该让俾呢个福音嚟到吸引住我哋去默想神。
One of the famous Christians of the past generation, John Newton, the author of that wonderful hymn "Amazing Grace," has a funny example of what meditation and contemplation is.
咁呢个奇异恩典嘅嗰个作者 John Newton， 咁佢咧就有一个好有趣嘅好有趣嘅例子，就讲到默想或者系沉思。
See, Newton was referring to the fact that we just don't say, "Oh, I believe the gospel. I believe what God's word says."
咁 John Newton 咧，佢话我哋对于睇神嘅福音嘅时候，我哋咪净系讲话哦，我相信，我知道呢个系神嘅福音。
Newton's illustration starts out saying to us, imagine you're in a room and you see your friend and he or she is reading the newspaper.
咁佢话想象咧，你入到去一个房嗰度，咁你咧见到你个朋友，咁佢咧就喺度睇紧一份嘅报纸。
And they're engrossed in a particular story.They're really concentrating on that story in the newspaper.
咁佢咧全神贯注嘅去睇紧呢个报纸里边嘅一个嘅故事。
And you sitting next to your friend notice that crawling up his sleeve toward his neck is a big, hairy, ugly tarantula.
咁咧，你喺佢隔篱嘅时候，你就发觉咧，哇，有一只好大、好多毛、好肉酸嘅一啲嘅大蜘蛛咧。是趴紧喺佢个袖嗰度，而都爬上去个颈。
So with a concerned face, you say to your friend softly, "Hey, Bob, crawling up your sleeve right now towards your neck is a big, ugly, hairy tarantula."
咁咧，你非常之嘅担心，咁于是乎你就喺隔篱就同佢讲啦，佢话 Bob。而家咧有一只好大、好多毛、好肉酸嘅蜘蛛爬紧喺你个袖嗰度，要爬上你条颈啦。
But remember, in this situation, your friend is immersed in the newspaper, is really concentrating on the story. It's got his attention.
咁咧喺呢个时间，你要记得，你呢个朋友咧，佢就啱全神贯注嘅就系睇紧份报纸。
So you say Bob, did you hear me?
咁於是乎你就問你個朋友，欸，你聽唔聽我同你講乜嘢啊
？What did I say to you？
我同你講咗啲乜嘢啊
？And so it doesn't dawn on your friend that he's in danger because a big, hairy, ugly tarantula is crawling up to his neck, a poisonous spider。
咁樣咧，呢個咁大隻嘅蜘蛛，有毒嘅蜘蛛咧，而家爬緊喺上面，佢好似咧，唔係好好醒覺到你對佢嘅提醒。
But you say that again to him, and then suddenly your friend hears you and jumps up and tries to shake off that spider.
咁你同佢讲咗好几次，好似都听唔到咁样。再当你同佢讲嘅时候，好似突然醒悟过嚟，听到你讲咩嘅时候，佢就弹起身，好似咧要将佢嘅手咧揈啦。
Okay.So you said the warning twice to him.
咁你之前咧同佢讲过两次。
But obviously, the first time is different, much different than the second time, because the second time he heard you, he responded.
咁咧，譬如你同佢讲嘅呢几次入边，开头嘅时候你同佢讲嘅时候，佢好似系听见你讲，但系第二次嘅时候，佢先对你所讲嘅嘢有回应。
You see, the first time you said that about the tarantula going up towards neck, he had only a kind of like a foggy intellectual understanding of it.
咁当你开头同佢讲嘅时候，佢听见佢话，你话俾你听有一只好大嘅毒嘅蜘蛛爬紧喺度嘅时候，佢只不过好似系喺知识上面嘅听见，头脑上面嘅听见。
Distracted.
因为佢冇咩特别其他嘅反应。
The second time though.He took it in to the core of his being, and he responded. He acted.
但到最后一次去听到嘅时候，佢真系将你所对讲俾嘅嘢，佢真系摆喺心里边嘅时候，佢有一个反应出嚟。
The truth that you told him about the danger affected him.
你所讲俾佢听嗰个真理，话俾佢听佢有嘅危险，而家系对佢嚟讲系产生到一个嘅。影响
the truth that you told him was became central to his consciousness.
咁你想同佢讲嘅呢一个嘅真理咧，对佢嚟讲咧，就成为佢嗰个中心。
Your friend understood all the ramifications, the implications of the dangerous situation.
佢你个朋友，佢终于明白到你同佢讲俾佢听嗰个个危险嘅程度，嗰个嘅意思系乜嘢
？And He responded. He was galvanized into action.
咁于是乎，佢有一个回应，佢就采取一个嘅行动啦。
Do you see what John Newton, who was a great, great Christian and pastor, do you see what John Newton was illustrating?
John Newton 系一个好伟大嘅一个嘅牧者。你喺呢度睇唔睇见佢呢个比例嘅意思咧
？If you say, "I believe God loves me."But you're afraid, you're bitter, you're scared, you're worried, you're despondent. You're like that guy who said, you know, so what? The hairy tarantula, when I first heard that, is crawling up to my neck.
假如咧，你净系话哦，我相信神爱我，但系咧，你喺当中咧，你又有恐惧，又有苦毒，又有担忧，又有呢、这个沮丧嘅时候，你其实就好似头先嗰个人咁。你只不过系话哦，系啊，我听到，我知道有一只好大嘅毒蜘蛛爬紧喺上我嘅手嗰度。
You say you believe that God loves you, but you really don't.
所以你净系讲你话哦，我相信神系爱我，但系其实你唔系真正嘅知道。
That's why Christian meditation, contemplation is so important. It's taking the truth all the way down into your core of your being.
所以基督徒的默想或者沉思是很重要，因为他要将真理摆到我们的心的 心里面。
Biblical meditation contemplation is praying your heart hot with the truth of the gospel until your heart catches fire.
这个默想的沉思是什么？就是我们将这个真理藉着祈求将我们的真理摆在我们的 心深处，直至到我们是燃烧我们。
It's not just some truth that you say, I believe. You've taken it into the center of your being.
你不是只是说好像对一些真理就是说、哦、我相信，而是你将它摆到你的生命，你的心深处。
If you look carefully at Psalm 103, you'll see what this is.
如果你很小心地去看诗篇第103篇的时候，你就看到。
And I have this on the next slide. David, the psalmist, is preaching to his heart. That's what he's doing in Psalm 103.
喺诗篇103篇里边，大卫佢其实系对佢自己个心喺度讲道。
Because you know what Psalm 103 is? It's really a sermon. It's not a prayer.
诗篇103篇其实就系一个讲道，而唔系一个嘅祈祷。
Why is it a sermon? It's not rationality.
点解系一个讲道咧？佢唔系理性噶。
It's not simply an essay。
佢唔系净系单单一篇嘅文章。
It's not a lecture, a class。
佢唔系一个喺一个嘅演讲。
It's preaching to your soul. It's preaching to oneself.
而系对你自己嗰个人去讲道。
And that's the first key to how you can get over your problem of forgetting the gospel, which we looked at last time.
这个就是我们上次曾经看过，就是怎样，这个是其中一个关键，就是我们怎样可以能够去克服我们的问题，就是说我们去忘记了这个福音。
Right, we spent an entire sermon on verses 1 and 2, forget not his benefits.
上次我哋讲用咗成个嘅讲道，我哋讲就系话点样嘅系我哋唔好去忘记神俾我哋嘅好处。
And so Christian meditation is paramount in keeping the gospel central to your consciousness.
咁呢一个佢讲到嘅就话到系非常之嘅重要。我哋点样将呢个福音摆喺我哋嘅认知嘅中心里边
？This is quite different than anything else we know.
这个跟我们所认识的其他的东西是很不同的。
And sadly to say, we modern people today don't know much about Christian meditation.
或者可以这么说，我们现代人不是很认识基督徒的默想是什么东
西。We're too busy. We're too rationalistic.
我们太忙了，我们太理性。
Or we get too emotional today.
或者我们又太情感了。
Christian meditation is none of these things.
基督教的默想不是这样的，不是这些东西。
What do we have here in Psalm 103? What is biblical meditation and contemplation?
在诗篇103篇里面，他讲到的基督徒的默想和沉思是什么呢？
Again, I'm using meditation and contemplation as synonyms.
当我讲到默想和沉思，他们两个其实是一个同义词。
The trouble is nowadays, they don't mean what the Bible writers used to use them to mean.
问题的麻烦就是，今天的人呢，他们当看到默想和沉思的时候呢，他们所用的意思呢，都跟昔日圣经的作者他们所写出来的时候的意思是有点不同。
I have this on the next slide. Meditation, on the one hand, is not anti-rational.
咁我喺我嗰个slide 都写过，默想喺一方面佢唔系话系反理性。
It's not like the Eastern religions that see meditation as the end of analysis.
唔系好似西东方嘅宗教去睇呢个默想咧，就好似系一个分析嘅终点。
But if you look at a place like Psalm 103 and look carefully, you'll see there is furious analysis there.
咁如果你睇诗篇103篇嘅时候，好小心嘅时候，你睇见咧，佢其实有喺当中，佢哋有一啲好愤怒嘅分析。
Right, it's unbelievably rational.
你会睇见咧，系难以置信嘅理性。
Because what is the psalmist in Psalm 103 doing?
咁诗人喺诗篇103篇做紧啲咩咧
？He's breaking down the benefits of God. He says, "Forget not the benefits," but then he starts to break down what the benefits are.
咁喺度讲，佢话唔好忘记神一切嘅恩惠。咁然后佢又点啊？然后佢咧又佢将每嗰个神佢所讲俾我哋嘅恩惠，佢又分析。
He's spending time looking at. He's saying, "Let's look at it this way. Let's look at it that way."
咁佢咧喺度佢话嗱，我哋咁样嘅去。用这个方面去看，或者用另外一个方面的去看。
And I'm doing that because I'm forgetting them.
他说我这样做是因为呢 我忘记了这些东西。
Do you see, on the one hand, it's incredibly rational.
你会看见在一方面是令人难以置信的，是很理性化的。
Yet on the other hand, Christian meditation is not only rational.
而另外一方面基督徒的默想呢亦都不是只是理性的。
And what do I mean? You could read this Psalm 103 100 times and not know it's a meditation.
因为呢你可以睇你可以呢睇过诗篇103篇呢好多好多次，就是100次。但是呢你唔知道呢佢系一个嘅默想。
You think of it as a prayer.
你諗哦佢系一个祈祷嚟嘅。
Why?
点解呢？
Because it's saturated with what? The presence of God.
因为你睇嘅时候，你要睇见咧，佢系充满咗神嗰个嘅同在。
David, the psalmist, is taking his soul, as it were, his self, and saying, "Look, look at God."
因为大卫咧，佢系对紧佢自己个心嚟到去说话。佢话我嘅心啊，你睇啊，你睇下神。
He's not just saying, "Oh, by the way, here are the things I believe."
佢唔系净系话哦，嗱呢啲咧就系你所信嘅，呢啲就系我所信嘅。
Do you see the remarkable balance that David is doing in Psalm 103?
你睇唔睇见喺诗篇嘅第103篇嗰度，大卫系有一个嘅平衡喺度。
It's really an overlap between reasoning and praying.
喺呢度其实你好睇见咧，佢系有一个藉着有一个嘅重复嘅，就喺佢嘅推理嗰度，同埋喺佢嘅祈求嗰度。
But it's really not either of them.
而佢亦都唔系话系净系是但嘅一样。
It's meditating.
而系佢喺当中默想紧。
Another way to put this is it's also an overlap.Between deep listening to your heart, the core of your being, and on the other hand, taking your heart and arguing with it.
咁另外一个你可以睇嘅就系有两个嘅重叠。第一个咧就系你喺你个心里边，你系好深入嘅嚟到去聆听。第二样嘢就系话到你去到你个心嗰度，喺同你个心嚟到去辩论，嚟到去争论。
Today, the world, when it comes to meditation, they say, oh, be very gentle to you.
今日当这个世界去讲到默想的时候，他说，哦，你要对你自己呢是温和一点。
You sort of pamper to yourself in secular meditation today.
咁在今日世俗的默想那里，他会说呢，你要怎样的来到去对自己呢是友善一点。
But as you'll see in the next slide here,The psalmist is not being gentle. He's not being gentle with himself.
但系喺呢度，当你睇见诗人咧，佢其实对佢自己咧系唔和善嘅，唔温和嘅。
You see this very clearly in Psalm 42, which is another perfect example of meditation.
咁喺诗篇嘅第42篇里边咧，亦都系一个好完美嘅一个例子去讲到默想。
There, David says.In verse 5, Psalm 42, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him my salvation.
在诗篇的第42篇第五节那里，大卫他这样说，他说我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神。因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。
In the first part of verse 5, David is listening to what is bothering him inside his heart.
咁喺呢个第五节嘅开头，大卫佢就喺度聆听佢个心，佢话我嘅心究竟有啲乜嘢系叫我烦躁咧
？And then the second part of the verse clearly tells us he's arguing with his heart.
咁喺下半部嘅呢一个嘅诗篇，好清楚俾我哋睇见，就系佢同佢嘅心嚟到喺呢度有一个嘅争论。
We know that because who is he talking to here？
我哋喺呢度，我哋知道佢同紧边个人讲嘢咧
？David the psalmist is talking to his soul. He's talking to his heart.
喺呢一篇嘅诗篇里边，大卫系同紧佢嘅心、佢嘅灵魂去讲说话。
He's talking to himself, not just listening to himself.
佢唔单止净系去听佢自己，佢亦都对佢自己嚟到去说话。
That's why he's not being gentle, like today's secular meditation. He's speaking into his heart.
所以佢对佢自己唔系好似世俗嘅默想咁讲话，我哋要好温和嘅对我哋自己。佢系对佢自己嚟到去说话。
The practice of biblical meditation.Has an enduring place in the history of the church.
去操练默想喺教会嘅历史里边有一个好长远嘅位持久嘅位置。
And if you read about Christians of the past, a past generation like the Puritans, you'll see they celebrated the gift of meditation and they practiced it.
咁如果我哋咧睇咧喺一直以嚟喺早期嘅基督徒或者系一啲嘅清教徒，佢哋其实咧都好好享受呢一个默想嘅呢一个嘅恩赐，同埋佢哋都喺当中嚟到去实践。
In fact, sermons are actually out loud meditations.
其实他所讲到的讲道其实就在当中就是默想。
Do you know why preachers are often ineffective?
你知不知道为什么有阵时讲讲道不能够好有效呢？
Let me ask you, when are sermons ineffective?
我想问下你，当几时我们的讲道是无效的呢？
It's when the preacher says something and you say to yourself, well, that's not me. It doesn't apply to me.
就是当讲道的牧师讲道的时候，他讲这样东西，然后在你的心里面你会说，对我没有关系的。
Right? The preacher goes blah, 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 blah. And you say, well, I never felt like that.
咁就系话，当个牧师喺度 blah 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 咁样讲嘢嘅时候，然后你咧就话啊，我从来都冇咁样感觉。
And the preacher says, "Well, this is why you should do this or that."
咁牧师讲佢话嗱，呢个就系个原因，点解你要咁样做？你要咁样做
？And then you say to yourself, "Well, that doesn't make any sense to me."
咁而当你对你自己讲话啊，对我嚟讲，好似呢一个都对我嚟讲冇意思嘅。
In other words, the preacher is going to be lousy at talking to you if he doesn't listen or understand about you.
咁喺换句话亦都可以咁讲嘅，就话到，假如呢一个嘅传道人佢系冇聆听你，亦都唔明白你嘅时候，可能佢对你讲嘅嘢咧就会系好糟糕嘅。
The more the preacher listens to your struggles, knows your struggles, the better the preacher can speak into your heart.
亦都话，如果嗰个牧师佢可以能够去聆听同埋知道你喺当中你嘅挣扎系咩嘅时候，佢所讲嘅嘢亦都系会更加嘅好。
And of course, that principle is really true in any form of effective communication.
咁当然啦，呢一个嘅原则咧，就系对任何一个有效嘅沟通嚟讲，都是啱用的。
Including preaching to your own heart.
包括是你怎样对你自己的心来到去说话。
You must be skilled at understanding what's inside you, understanding the person that you're speaking to.
你一定要好有这个技巧，明白知道你对他讲说话的那个对象是怎样样。
Yet if I only listen to you, that's really no help at all, right?
如果我单单嘅净系去聆听你，对你嚟讲系冇帮助嘅。
You want to hear advice or truths to help you.
你亦都想听见我俾你嘅意见或者系真理，以至先可以能够帮到你。
But if I don't listen to you, then my help won't help you.
但系如果我唔聆听你嘅时候，我亦都帮唔到你。
So if you want to learn to preach to your heart, which you should.Do regularly, according to the Bible, you have to take a deep journey into your heart.
咁所以如果你想学习点样对你自己个心嚟到去讲说话嘅时候，你必须就要系去进入到你嘅心里边。
You have to be a good listener to your feelings.
你要去聆听你里边你嘅感觉、你嘅感受。
Now, religious types of people don't like that.
一啲好宗教嘅人，佢哋唔中意咁样。
Yet you have to examine your heart according to the Bible, the core of your being. You have to.
但系你一定要去测验你自己嘅心，入到去你自己嘅心嘅真正嘅里边。
On the other hand, you can't stop there. Once you learn what's going on in your heart, you have to grab hold of your heart.
咁另外一方面就係話到，當你知道你你知道你個心係點嘅時候，你就要去捉緊佢。
Right? It's dangerous to just stop there and just listen. You have to argue with your heart.
咁如果你淨係知道認識知道你個心係點，你就停喺嗰度嘅時候咧，係好危險嘅。你一定要同佢爭論。
In fact, someone wiser than me said this once, depression, and I'm talking about the non-biological type of depression, is caused by listening to your heart too much rather than talking to your heart.
咁但係呢，另外有一個好危險嘅就係話到，假如我哋淨係呢聆聽我哋自己嘅心，我哋淨係呢聽好多，但係我哋唔對佢講說話嘅時候，呢個係好危險嘅。
Do you see the important steps here? First, listen, but don't stop there.
首先我们要去聆听，但是我们不要停在那里。
Meditation is listening to your heart, then arguing with your heart. Arguing with what? The truths of the gospel.
那默想就是什么？就是首先你要聆听你的心，然后呢，就是怎样？你用神的真理来跟你的心来到去争论。
You're praying the truths of God into you, right before the presence of God.
就是说到默想，就是说到你在神的面前，你怎样去祈求将这个真理摆在你自己的里面。
Let me give you another analogy that might help in understanding this important practice.
或者呢，我再给另外一个的例子给你看见，默想这个的操练是为什么重要。
In the past, many preachers have used heat or fire to often explain biblical meditation.
咁喺过往嚟讲咧，有好多嘅牧者咧，佢都用火或者系热嚟到去解释呢一个嘅默想系乜嘢。
Again, biblical meditation is trying to get God's truths into the core of your being.
嗱，我哋讲到基督徒嘅默想咧，就系话到将神嘅真理点样嘅嚟到去。进入到你的心里面。
And so picture a light iron bar, and it bends.
嗱，你想象有一个嘅铁柱，咁咧佢系弯咗嘅。
And suppose it's bent at a 90 degree angle, and you want to redirect the bar and straighten it.
咁咧呢一支嘅铁棍啦吓，咁咧系已经系咬挛咗到去90度嘅，咁你而家咧就想将佢咧整翻直佢。
And so it's one of those light iron bars, so you could bend it with your bare hands, you know, with a little force, and you bend it straight.
咁咧呢一个嘅铁棍咧，咁就系好轻嘅，咁即系话咧你可以用啲手咧咬佢咧，咁就可以将佢咬翻直佢噶啦。
And so you look at it.And it looks relatively straight on the outside.
咁咧，你用个手咬咬佢嘅时候咧，咁喺外表睇起嚟咧，你见咧佢系直咗噶啦。
But it has been weakened because inside that iron bar, you've broken the little fibers in there, right?
咁咧，嗱喺外边睇佢系直咗，但系其实咧呢一支嘅铁棍咧已经系冇咁。坚硬噶啦，点解啊？因为喺里边，当你系咁咬佢嘅时候咧，佢里边好细小嘅嗰啲纤维咧，可能已经俾你咧系破坏咗。
You know that because if you keep bending it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, you're gonna break it.
因为咧，呢一支嘅铁棍俾你咁样咬啊咬啊咬下嘅时候咧，咁其实咧佢已经系破坏咗噶啦里边。
In other words, the initial bent.Straight, you've changed the direction on the outside.
咁亦都即系话咧，当你去咁样嘅咬直佢嘅时候，冇错，你系将佢转翻去，由挛变咗直。
But you didn't deal with the internal structure, so it's been weakened.
但系咧，你冇处理咧，就系佢内里边嗰个铁嘅嗰个架构，所以咧呢一支嘅铁棍咧系比以前嚟讲咧系弱咗噶啦，冇咁硬净噶啦。
So when you look at your heart and you're filled with fear, you could say, stop being afraid. I won't be afraid. I'm going to trust God.
咁当我哋睇咧，好似睇我哋嘅心嘅时候咧，你咧系喺里边咧，充满咗恐惧。但系你净系话咧，停止，唔好惊，唔好惊，我继续去依靠神。
But if you just do that, it's like bending that bar. It's on the outside, it might look straight, but on the inside, it's been weakened.
但是如果你是这样做的时候呢，其实你就好像等于呢，你将这一支挛了的铁棍，你只不过是将它咬回直它。
Right, you can say all you want, stop being worried, stop sinning, or stop losing self-control, you know, just buck up.
因为你这样做，其实你只不过是跟自己说，就说不要继续担心了，不要再犯罪了，或者是你要有节制啊，这样。
But just like that iron bar, you're just bending the outside. You're bending it back, it looks straight, but you're inside, you've weakened the fibers, you weaken your heart.
但是如果你这样做的时候，其实你就好像等于呢，你只不过是将那支的铁棍咬回直它，那你外表好像是直了，但是呢它里面呢那些那个铁枝呢已经是没有那个结构已经是受破坏，是没有那么坚固的了。
Inside you haven't changed the internal structure, right? The fibers inside, you haven't changed them, you haven't strengthened them.
你没有去改变到里面这支铁棍里面的那个架构那个结构。
You haven't blasted the inside with the truths of God's word, the heat, to blast the heat from the inside, right? So it's flexible and changed and strengthened just like the outside.
咁你的心都是，如果你没有用神的真理的话语来到去燃烧你里面的时候呢，咁你只不过呢是改变了你的外表啫。
What you have to do here is not just see why we need to remember the benefits of God.
在这里我们所要做的不是只是说看见为什么我们不要忘记神的给我们的好处。
You have to see where we need to remember by taking the truth,and taking it deep down into you through Christian meditation and contemplation.
反之，我哋要问嘅就系话到我哋喺边一度，我哋要去记住，唔好忘记，就系将神嘅真理摆到喺我哋嘅心嘅中间，透过默想同埋沉思。
Today, all psychological systems that I'm aware of aren't based on the Bible. Either find their focus on the emotions or the will or the mind.
咁喺今日其实好多心理学嘅一啲嘅架构里面呢，佢哋呢都唔系根据于呢圣经里面所讲嘅。好多时佢哋都将嗰个嘅重心呢系只不过系摆喺人嘅情感啊，或者系意志啊，或者心啊思想上面。
But Christian meditationtakes into account all aspects, right? Biblical meditation teaches us about the entire being, body and soul.
但是基督徒的默想呢，它是是全面来到去看到，去看到人的心和人的灵。
And what's so intriguing about how David approaches this and instructs us here is found in verse 8 of Psalm 103.
咁喺诗篇嘅第103篇第8节嗰度咧，俾我哋好睇见、好有趣嘅就系大卫喺呢度去揾到啲咩嘢咧
？And David Chan, if you don't mind, if you could go to Psalm 103 verse 8 and show that on the screen, and I'll read where David gets this from. He gets it from Exodus 34:6.
咁我哋喺呢度咧可以睇下咧，大卫喺103篇第8节嗰度所讲系乜嘢？其实佢呢节经文咧系喺出埃及记嘅第34篇嗰度有讲到嘅。
I'll read Exodus 34:6 before you, and if David can get back to the scripture Psalm 103 verse 8, you'll see the similarity.
咁咧，我哋而家咧就读系出埃及记第34章嘅第6节。
Yeah, he's got one more. There it is. Exodus 34:6. Verse 8. So you got one, go back. Yeah, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord passed before him and proclaimed. This is Exodus 34:6. And you follow and see the similarity that David writes in verse 8. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.
咁喺出埃及记嘅第三十四章第六节嗰度讲，耶和华在他面前宣告说：耶和华耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Do you see the similarity?
喺呢度睇唔睇见嗰个相同之处
？Now in Exodus 34, God is speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai.
咁喺出埃及记第三十四章嘅时候咧，神系喺呢个西乃山嗰度同摩西说话。
And you know, so God is booming to Moses and saying, "The Lord is compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love."
咁喺呢度，神去对摩西讲，佢话神系满有怜悯、有恩典、不轻易发怒、有慈爱嘅。
And those of you who are familiar with the Old Testament in Exodus.You know what happens next on Mount Sinai. What does God say next to Moses?
咁如果大家知道嘅时候喺西乃山，神对摩西跟住讲咗啲咩嘢咧
？God says, "And I will by no means clear the guilty."
佢话咧，我会用用唔同嘅方法嚟到去去洁净你嘅罪。
In other words.God says to Moses in Exodus 34, everybody will get what they deserve.
咁喺呢度佢讲到就系话咧，每一个人会因为佢所做嘅嘢咧，嚟到去得到佢所当得嘅。
Yet look what David writes, and this is on verse 10. You could just hit one slide ahead, verse 10. What does David write? Something quite different.
但喺呢度大卫喺第十节嗰度讲嘅咧。就好唔同啦。
He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities.
佢话佢没有按我哋嘅罪过待我们，也没有照我们嘅罪孽报应我们。
So what has David done?
咁喺呢个大卫，咁喺呢个大卫做咗啲咩嘢咧？
See, Moses said, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love, but he will not clear the guilty.
在这里他说摩西他讲到他说神是他会有丰盛的慈爱还有会有怜悯和恩典的但他不会以我们无罪的为有罪的为无罪。
In other words, God told Moses, you get what you deserve.
咁喺呢度，即系神即系话俾摩西听，就话佢哋做咗啲咩，佢哋就会系得着佢哋所要当得嘅。
You never clear the guilty. You never remove your sins from you.
咁即系话咧，你唔会将你嘅罪系除去。
But as you've just saw, David in Psalm 103 says, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love, and He will not make you pay."For your sins.
咁但系喺呢度，大卫佢就话到，神系一个满有恩典怜悯嘅神，佢系满有慈爱嘅，佢唔会叫我哋因为我哋嘅罪嘅缘故嚟到去受呢个责备。
So who's right?
咁边个讲嘅先至系啱咧
？Or Moses?
系咪摩西咧
？Or can both David and Moses be right?
因为系。摩西同埋大卫，佢两个都啱咩
？Well, Isaiah helps us with the answer, and it's a very familiar verse, Isaiah 53:6, which is on the last slide of the message slides. It's again a very familiar verse. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity.Of us all.
咁喺以赛亚书第五十三章第六节嗰度就话到俾我哋听啦。佢话我们都如羊走迷，各人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
You see, where did those sins go that he removed?
咁神除去咗我哋嘅罪，呢啲罪去咗边啊
？Of course, we in the New Testament age have a fuller picture.Of what happened as we look back at the cross of Christ.
咁我哋喺新约时代嘅人，我哋就好睇到，当我哋去睇翻耶稣基督嘅十字架。
And Isaiah, of course, is looking forward on that side of the cross, and he has maybe a less clear picture of how David and Moses are both right.
咁可能以赛亚佢喺旧约嗰个时间嘅时候，佢睇大卫同埋摩西佢所讲嘅时候。佢哋点样两个都可以系啱，同我哋而家可以睇到嘅好唔同。
You see, my friends, you can't forget. Forget not his benefits. Forget not God's benefits.
所以我嘅朋友啊，我哋喺呢度睇嘅时候，我哋要知道我哋唔好忘记神嘅恩惠。
That's hard to do because our sinful natural tendency is to forget.Forget God during this pandemic. Forget him. That's what the world is saying. Forget him.
喺对于我哋嚟讲系唔容易做到嘅，就系因为我哋嘅罪性喺呢一个咁样嘅年代，喺呢一个咁嘅世界里边嘅时候，我哋好容易我哋就会忘记咗神。
And our natural sinful tendency says, "Yes, I believe that. We'll forget him."
咁我哋嘅罪性就会话系。没错，我知道，我相信他，但我们又忘记了神。
And so when that temptation happens, let me ask, this might help you. What's the fairest penalty? What's the fairest penalty God can do if we forget him?
当有这个试探的时候，我想问一下你，当我们去忘记了神的时候，一个公平 的,、的做法应该是什么呢？
What would be the absolutely fairest thing if you forgot somebody who was good and great? What would be the fairest thing for you?
咁假如一个人对你系好好嘅，佢为你做咗好多嘅嘢，但系你忘记咗佢嘅时候，咁有乜嘢嘢系公平嘅咧？去处理呢件事咧
？The fairest thing would be for that person to forget you, right?
咁可能公平嘅事嘅就系咧，嗰、那个人亦都去忘记你咯。
But God doesn't do that.
但系神唔系咁样做。
Not forget you who believe.
但系神佢冇咁做，佢唔会忘记我哋。
You see, to forget somebody is to treat them as insignificant. They're irrelevant.
当我哋去忘记一个人嘅时候，我哋就系话咧，我哋觉诶对待呢个人咧，就系话你呢个人系对我嚟讲系冇意思嘅，好重要嘅。
How would you feel when you treat some if you're treated as insignificant? How would you feel?
假如当有人将你看为系唔重要，系对佢嚟讲系冇意思嘅话，你嘅感觉系点样样咧？
You know, when you and I are ignored, doesn't that action hurt you?
当你同我或者被一啲人嚟到去唔睬唔理嘅时候，你会唔会觉得
yes, absolutely. Being ignored is so painful.
当我哋被人哋嚟到去唔睇重嘅时候，系好受伤害嘅个感觉。
C.S. Lewis, a famous Christian author, says it's like hell.
路易斯佢讲到，佢话俾人哋嚟到去唔注意、唔重视嘅时候，就好似去到一个地狱咁。
Lewis says being ignored is a metaphor for hell。
佢话咧，被人哋唔去睇重嘅时候，就好似系去到一个地狱。
Right, it's like when you go back to work and or go back somewhere and people.See you and say, "Oh, you were away. We didn't notice."
就好似等于你去翻工咁嘅时候，有啲人就会话：啊，你放咗假唔喺度咩？哦，我哋都唔知。
How do you feel? You feel like a nobody.
咁你会点样谂啊？你会觉得好似你冇价值嘅咁样，你唔存在又唔系边一个
？And Lewis says, "What would it be like to be treated as a nobody?" By the only one who is a somebody.
路易斯佢曾经讲过，佢话：假如你系被一个好重要嘅人嚟到去 对待你是完全没有重要的时候，你完全不是一个重要的时候，你会有什么感觉呢？
What would it feel like to be treated as insignificant by the only person who is really significant, the source of all significance?
咁假如你是被一个最重要的人来到去不看重你是重要的时候，你有什么感觉呢？
I think we would agree with C.S. Lewis. It would be hell.
我想你和我都会好像路易斯那样讲，就说我们就好像是落到去一个地狱里面。
Hell, according to C.S. Lewis, is to be eternally, permanently, utterly ignored.
对于路易斯来讲，他说在这个地狱里面是什么意思呢？就是说你可以在当中是永远的、永恒的、极端的，是被人来到去不注意到。
And that's what happened to Jesus on the cross, right? Utterly ignored.
这个就好像耶稣基督在十字架上面那样，他是 被人是绝对的来到去不看重了。
Everyone deserted him, even God the Father turned away from him.
每一个人都离弃他，甚至父神都向他转念。
See, that's our penalty. That's our penalty, but he pays instead of us.
这个其实是我们所要面对的那个惩罚，但是耶稣基督为我们去面对了这个惩罚。
And when Jesus was up on the cross, he cried out, right?
当耶稣基督在十字架上面的时候，他呼喊。
I'll close with this illustration. Many, many years ago, my senior high band teacher in high school brought the senior high band to see a musical on Broadway, Jesus Christ Superstar.
咁我记得咧，好多好多年前咧，咁咧我哋嗰个嘅乐团嘅老师咧就带我哋高中班咧，咁我哋咧就去到百老汇嗰度咧睇一套嘅音乐剧，叫做耶稣基督超级巨星。
And in the musical, Jesus' words on the cross are repeated, but in a different rendition.My God, why have you forgotten me?
咁样咧喺嗰套戏里边咧，咁佢讲到咧，耶稣咧佢喺嗰个十字架上边，咁佢咧就讲咗句说话咧，咁就系用词咧有啲系唔同嘅。咁佢咧就话我嘅神，我嘅神，点解你忘记咗我
？Now the writers of the musical wanted to be more colloquial because again they were trying to sell tickets, right? They want to be more colloquial in language.And relate to the audience in New York City.
咁呢一个作呢个音乐剧嘅人，当然啦，佢要用嘅嗰啲嘅言语咧，就希望咧系可以容易俾嗰啲观众咧，佢哋系明白，同埋系佢哋常用嘅言语。
And that's why they didn't use the word forsaken, because in the Bible, in the gospel accounts, we know Jesus cried out, my God, why?Have you forsaken me?
咁因为咧，如果系喺圣经里边嘅时候咧，我哋睇嘅时候咧，佢讲到咧，耶稣基督喺十字架上面嘅时候，佢讲嘅就系话：我嘅神啊，我嘅神啊，你为什么离弃我
？But I think the musical writers got it right. It's okay to say forgotten because that's what happened.
咁咧喺呢一个音乐剧嘅作家嗰度咧，佢咧就唔系用离弃嗰字，佢就系用忘记呢个字。咁相信佢用呢个字嘅时候咧，都系应该系啱嘅。
Jesus Christ on a cross looked up to God the Father in heaven, and God turned away. He turned away from God the Son.
咁喺嗰度讲，佢话耶稣基督喺个十字架上面嘅时候，当耶稣去举天去望嘅时候，佢话到呢个父神向佢转念。
And in a sense, Jesus was plunged into darkness, plunged.In a sense, into hell.
喺呢度嘅时候，耶稣基督就好似咧系，佢就系跌落到去呢一个嘅黑暗，跌入到去呢个嘅地狱里边。
Because he was forgotten, and he was forgotten for you to be remembered.
佢系因为我哋嘅缘故咧，佢被忘记，被父神嚟到去忘记，以致我哋系可以被神嚟到去记得。
And so when you're despondent, when you're worried, when you're anxious, You've forgotten him.
咁所以当我哋咧系沮丧，当我哋系忧愁、忧虑嘅时候，我哋其实就系忘记咗神。
You've forgotten that we deserve to be forgotten, but Jesus was our substitute. He was forgotten so that you could be remembered.
因为咧，我哋忘记咗咧，其实我哋配得呢个被神嚟到去遗忘嘅，但系耶稣基督。佢因为我哋嘅缘故，佢被父神去忘记，以致我哋可以被父神嚟到去纪念。
Every problem you have is because you're failing to take some aspect of the gospel and bring it into the center of your being。
咁我哋好多时咧，我哋有嘅问题咧，都系因为咧，我哋唔能够将呢个福音咧，系摆到去我哋嘅，或者系摆到去我哋嘅心里边。
Are you afraid today because of the uncertainty of the pandemic?
你会不会因为今日嗰个疫情所带来的不明朗而我哋系忧虑呢？
Do you really think Jesus would have ripped his heart apart and been forgotten and done all those things he did and now forget you? You think that really would be?
你会唔会谂到嘅就系耶稣基督佢曾经为我哋将佢嘅心去擘开，为我哋做晒所有呢啲嘢，今日佢会唔记得你
？He can't forget you. He cannot.
佢唔会忘记你，亦都唔能够去忘记你。
And you get that truth deep down into you by preaching the gospel to yourself, by meditating on the gospel.
你要藉着默想将这个的福音去福音的真理去入到去你的心的深处那里。
And if you do that regularly, you can do all things through him who strengthens you.
假如你经常是这样的去默想这个的真理的时候，你就可以靠着那个加给你力量的凡事都能做。
So won't you remember today that you've been remembered?You've been remembered by the most significant person ever, God. You've been remembered.
咁所以今日你要记得一样嘢，就系话到你系被呢个世界里边最有重要嘅嗰一位，就系神，佢系去记得你嘅。
And he, Jesus, had to be forgotten so that you can be remembered forever.
耶稣基督为我哋，佢被忘记，以致我哋可以喺神里边永远嘅被神嚟到去记得我哋。去
，Oh Lord, please help us today to remember the gospel, to preach it to our souls.
主啊，求你今日去帮助我哋去记得你嘅福音，亦都向我哋嘅心嚟到去说话。
We desperately need to believe.Especially in a troubled time like this.
主啊，我哋特别嘅要去记得你，特别系今日我哋所面对到呢个咁样嘅时代。
And as we cling to your promises, and as we preach it to our hearts, we will have faith in you.
主啊，当我哋去揸住你嘅话语，揸住你对我哋所讲嘅说话嘅时候，以致我哋能够有呢个嘅信心。
You will enable us to trust and follow you.
你会帮助我哋去信靠你，同埋去跟随你。
Oh, help those who are despondent today because of the pandemic.
主啊，帮助我哋喺今日嘅疫情里边沮丧嘅人。
Help those who are lacking the peace necessary that transcends understanding.
帮助那些今天是缺乏了这个平安可以是超过我们所思想我们所想到的人。
Help us all to bring glory to your name despite the trouble.
主啊帮助我们虽然我们面对这么多的困难是帮助我们能够去帮助其他的人。
Strengthen your church, O Lord, to move forward.In a life of faith.
主啊，坚固你的教会，在信心里面向前行。
But we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我哋奉耶稣基督嘅名求，阿门。